Because I think most of us masturbate, we do it in a hurry. You know, I call it the superhighway to orgasm. Get your whole body involved in tapping into your erotic energy, because our skin is an erogenous zone. I had a friend who discovered that if you stroked her behind her left knee, she could really, 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 really get turned on. I was like, wow, how did you discover that? Come on.
Let's talk about sex. Hey, Tanya, how you going?
Hey, Maya. Good, thanks. Nice to see you on Mondays.
Nice to be here. Nice to be doing something a little bit naughty. Tanya Kearns is our resident advice giver, pleasure specialist, and this month, I teased a little earlier, May is masturbation month, so we're talking all about self-love in lockdown. Now, Tanya, it's maybe a bit of a lonely time for some people, but you're looking at this as a really big opportunity to take some time to look at yourself and look inward and explore your own sexuality, yes?
Yes, I am. In fact, so many people I've been speaking to around this pandemic time and this lock-in, once the initial panic was over, they've kind of been like, oh,
yeah,
amazing. Getting to I'm getting to spend a bit of time thinking about things, thinking about my life. People are tuning into their health a little bit more, or thinking about how they lead their lives, what they want to do. And I think part of that is your sexuality as well. Mm. Yeah. So, and it's kind of like a perfect time, isn't it? Where things are slower. We have a little bit more time to invest in ourselves. I was thinking about this on the weekend, and like a lot of us have privacy because we may be locked down alone, or, you know, have housemates or have our own space. A lot of people don't have privacy. They're locked down with kids. It's a little bit hard.
Mm.
But I think people are getting better by now at negotiating time and space for themselves. So it's a perfect time to sort of get to know yourself a little bit better, because I think most of us masturbate. We do it in a hurry. You know, I call it the superhighway to orgasm. I was really surprised. I read some research a few years ago, how long it takes men to orgasm when they masturbate, and the answer was 4 minutes. And I was like, oh, I wonder how long it is for women, because I knew in partnered sex, women take 17 and a half minutes on average. So it's a lot longer.
Mm.
And I read the research for women and masturbation. Guess what it was? 4 minutes.
Oh.
The same. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. So that says something about how we understand and know female bodies, people with vulvas.
Yep.
And it made me think, I think we should be encouraging a lot more self-pleasure, self-exploration in that area. So the better we know our bodies, the better we can talk about them and advocate for them to experience more pleasure. So the question I sort of have is, what would happen if we took a more scenic route when we were masturbating?
Mm. So, yeah, what's a good way to start not taking shortcuts?
Make some time, first of all. Like, so maybe we set an intention. So often I think our intention is to get off, right? It's like, yeah, I'm tired, I want to go to sleep, or I want to have a release, or I'm feeling a bit horny. All these things are great, but this might be a different intention, right? So it could be that we set some goals, right? So we might get caught up in performance and outcome, but maybe we want to wake up different parts of our body to pleasure, right?
Yep.
So for example, a lot of people come to me and say, you know, everybody says that breasts are supposed to be really erotic, but mine, you know, I don't really get that excited when people touch them. So it could be that you spend some time touching your breasts in different ways and with an open mind, like, I wonder what feels nice, right? Because you can wake parts of your body up for pleasure. I've often talked about this, that when people have an accident and maybe become paraplegic or lose certain parts of their body, their functioning, the touching just above the area where there's a loss of sensation can create an erogenous zone. So we can do that in parts of our body just by simply touching. Lots of people have woken their butts up, for example, for anal sex. They might have been like, yeah, no, that's a no-go zone. And then after some cautious exploring, go, oh, gee, who knew? There's lots of nerve endings there. You can wake them up. I had a friend who discovered that if you stroked her behind her left knee, she could really, 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 really get turned on. I was like, wow, how did you discover that? But great.
It's funny. It's funny thing about what works, hey?
Yeah, so you could set an intention to wake up a different part of your body for pleasure. You could look at different ways to experience pleasure or orgasm. You know the fast way. I wonder what it would be like if you took instead of the highway, why don't we take the scenic route? So you take a slower pathway. So maybe use different hands. Use a different hand. Use something else. Take your time. There are different ways that you can experience pleasure and or orgasm. You can have a breathgasm. You can have a gigglegasm, you can have a nipplegasm, you can have a full body orgasm. There's tons and tons of different things that you can do. So you can explore with different parts of your body connecting to your pleasure. If you're interested in a full body orgasm, a tip, because you can try this, most of us, we tend to be tensing up as we're approaching orgasm. So feel orgasm coming along. The trick is to relax your body so that orgasm will travel through the entire body. Right. So you feel it's like, okay, I'm getting close, I'm getting close. Take a deep breath and see if you can just let everything unfold rather than tense up and see what happens.
All
It
right.
can be a mind-blowing experience. And then, you might get it the first time and go, look at that. Wow, that was amazing. And then try it three more times and go, why isn't it happening again? And then try it the fourth time and go, oh, there it is again. Getting to know your body. It's taking time.
You're tuning in to Let's Talk About Sex here on Mornings with me, Maya Bilic. Before we unpack one of those techniques that Tanya has mentioned, we're going to break quickly into a track. Don't go anywhere. You're on FBI Radio, and this one right here has a language warning. Out of London, it's NSG with Ourself. NSG with Ourself, right there on FBI Radio 94.5, coming out of London. It's Let's Talk About Sex time. I'm here with Tanya Kearns, and we're looking at self-love, self-pleasure in lockdown. We've started to unpack some techniques that you can maybe test out, think about if you want to test out, or start like maybe get some inspiration on trying things differently and taking the scenic route. Hey, Tanya.
It's good time to try and break our solo routine, yeah, because I think we get into habits. We like routine, but then we also seek novelty, so that puts us in a bit of a quandary, right? So if you're looking at some ways to break out of a routine, you can do things like turn off the porn. Lots of people use porn to help them get off, and I think that's great. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you want to try something different, turn it off. Right, and see what happens. Use your mind. You can remember porn that you've looked at, but I wonder what else will come into your mind. Maybe you can think of a hot scenario that you'd like to try or something in the past. Use a different hand or a different part of your body to be stimulating yourself. Put away your favorite toy. Try something different. Right. So you can try breathing and connecting in with your breath. Move your body, right? Connect with your body. So many people stiffen up and focus just on a small spot on their genitals and nothing else. So get your whole body involved in tapping into your erotic energy, because our skin is an erogenous zone. So you've got this entire body of yummy places to touch. So practice that and start moving, connect with your body, do maybe a little bit of a dance. You could do a strip to your favorite song. It's only for you, no need to be embarrassed. Try a different fantasy. Yeah, try different types of touch all over the body. So shake it up a little bit. Move away from what you tend to go to automatically and come at it with curiosity. Like, I wonder what it would be like if I did this, right? And try things several times over. First time we're feeling a bit weird going, oh yeah, what's this all about? I'm not sure. But as you keep trying, you've got a better idea of what to expect and how to experiment a little bit more with your breath and your touch and your movement.
I think that's a really good point. A lot of people, or maybe generally speaking, one of the ways that people look at like experimenting is maybe like pulling out a mirror or really focusing on touching. But let's unpack the idea of like breath and breathing as an erotic pump. How does that come together? How are we going to make that work?
I think breath is the most amazing thing, and I've been fortunate to have been taught by some amazing teachers in this area. But if you think about breath during sex, people use it to indicate their arousal, don't they? They're kind of like, and they're letting their partner know when they're getting more excited. And we kind of do that automatically as well. So that's The more excited you get, the shorter the breath is, and it's coming up, right? So think about that as upregulation, short breaths. So if you want to get yourself excited, you can take a quick breath in and just let it drop out. So it's sort of like sort of a breath. So you can imagine it, it's kind of pumping things up. If you want to take a down regulation, because we don't always have to go up, there's as
Yep.
much in the valleys as there are on the tops of the mountains, right? To quote the tantra teachers. So if we want to take a down regulation breath, we take a long breath in and an even longer exhale out. So that kind of slows things down, right? So when you want to fool around with things like edging, or I'm really excited, but I've got another 15 minutes set aside for this self-exploration, take yourself down again. So again, playing with breath and playing with movement. One of the things that we've learned is you can upregulate. So I like to while I'm dancing, right? You can take you following house music, four on the floor breathing, match your breath to the beat, right?
Yep.
And then you're dancing, touching, moving. And when you want to sort of like, and that's a long time, so be careful that you don't hyperventilate. If you start to feel a bit tingly in your hands, then slow it down. There's a thing called a big draw that you can upregulate yourself for a number of minutes, you know, and the more advanced you are, the longer you can wait for that. And a big draw is basically taking three of those down-regulated breaths: breathe in, slow exhale, breathe in, slow exhale, and the last one, instead of exhaling, you breathe in and then you clench your butt and hold your breath for as long as you can, right? And that just sort of circulates the rhythm and the oxygen around your body, and see what happens, because that can induce some sort of shaking in the body, some tingles, all sorts of things. And the more you play with it, the more likely you are to experiment with a breathgasm or a gigglegasm and things like that. It's just a release in the body. What all the nerves in the body start to unwind, and the sheets around them, called the dura, start rhythmically spiraling and unwinding. So you can get jerky, shaky, shuddery motions in the body that feel very, very pleasant.
Yeah, right. So, okay, say if you've tried all of that, you want to maybe spice things up in a little more of a different way. What are some other techniques that you could potentially be looking into in some private time during lockdown?
Holotropic breathing, if you want to experiment more with the breathing, just you can Google that, and the Wim Hof technique. So a lot of people use it for meditation, but you can also use it for erotic arousal. There are lots of people around who are teaching orgasmic yoga. I'm one of them. Lots of sexological body workers do. You can Google it online, but I think it's much better to learn it from a teacher or a workshop. And I do know some people who are running Zoom orgasmic yoga classes while we're all in lockdown. So it's a wonderful way to start your day. And that's again coaching in breath and movement. Try things like Five Rhythms dance classes. So just getting in touch with your body and letting the energy flow through it and see what happens. Playing with different types of touch and sensation. So you can choose, maybe today I'm going to experiment with spanking, and I'm going to try all over my body what happens when I give myself little slaps and see what happens. And what happens if I do it harder or softer? What happens today I only touch myself softly, and tomorrow I use much more firmer touch. And then keep a pleasure journal. A colleague of mine, Georgia Grace, has released a pleasure journal, which is all about self-pleasuring. I highly recommend getting on that. She's talking all the way through things that you can do, and then writing down your experiences as you go along, so that you've got a bit of an idea of where you're going.
Excellent. We'll pop some of these suggestions up on the programs page at fbiradio.com. You can also listen back to Let's Talk About Sex. I'm going to tell you how right after this track. It's by Yura. I must have been crazy coming out of Sydney. You're an FBI, don't go anywhere. We're Let's Talking About Sexing with Tanya Kearns, your resident FBI sexologist right here.
Ha
Yura with I Must Have Been Crazy, coming out of Sydney from the Scrapbook EP. You're in Mornings. We're here with Tanya Kearns, where it's Let's Talk About Sex, your resident advice segment here in Mornings about advice on like new things to try in the bedroom, generally speaking, everything. We've been going through some techniques and things you should be trying while you're alone in this lockdown period, or if you're able to dedicate some time to yourself to have a little bit of fun, what you could be trying out. We've gone through breathing as a really cool technique to test out, but I really want to go into now some of the benefits of trying out all these different things, and especially how it can be beneficial given that this is a really unusual, stressful time. So Tanya, please let me know, what good endorphins will this give me?
Oh my God, so many. I mean, there are health benefits, I think, to doing this. The World Health Organization says we are all entitled to a regular and pleasurable sex life, either with ourselves or with a partner, right? So they're pushing that. We know that there are benefits from regular sex. So if you don't have a partner or you can't access your partner, sex with yourself can give you great benefits, like releasing oxytocin in the body when you have orgasms. So, and that's linked to the kindness and generosity, you know, feeling much better about yourself and other people. Sexual release is good for your skin. It can give you a nice glow. It's linked to a youthful appearance. People who have regular sex look younger. It's a mood regulator. It's really great if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling tired. You get energy flowing through the body, and it's a super cool stress release. It's much better than some of the other things I know. And it's linked into pleasure, and pleasure is good for you.
What a way to wrap up the show today. Yeah. All right. Well, you can listen back to Let's Talk About Sex wherever you grab your podcasts from, Apple Music, Spotify. You can also get the full download at fbiradio.com/podcasts. Tanya, thank you so much for popping by on Zoom this morning. We'll see you here in about a fortnight.
Yeah, see you in a fortnight. Thanks, Maya.